Well, good morning, everybody. Nice to see you and a happy Easter to you. We're going to be doing some different things today, so be prepared. This is a little bit loud. Can you turn it down a bit, please? A man and his wife and his mother-in-law went on a holiday to Israel. While they were there, the mother-in-law died. So the man went to an undertaker and said, what are your prices? And the man said, well, he said, we can ship her home, ship the body home, and that will cost you £5,000. Or we can bury her here in the Holy Land, and that will cost you £150. So what would you like to do? The man said, I'll ship her home. So the undertaker said, well, why would you want to do that? Now, this is the Holy Land, a wonderful place, and it's so much cheaper to do it here. A man said, well, 2,000 years ago, a man died and was buried here, and he rose again from the dead. I couldn't take the risk. Now, the joke about that story is that we think, obviously, it's not going to happen. There's no risk, we think. He's no risk. He's not going to come alive again. But the Christian message is different, because we actually do believe that people will rise from the dead. We will be, because Jesus has come, risen from the dead at his first, and we will also rise in the future. So in a sense, from a Christian point of view, that joke is a non-starter, really. Now, I'm going to show a little video, quite a sad video, and just watch this. It's only about 50 seconds long, but you can watch this video. I'd like to see what you think about it. What do you think about that? Any of you emotionally touched by that video? If you see a dead fly, what do you do with it? Throw it in the bin, throw it out. Yeah, you don't keep it, do you? Now, if it was a dead pet, you might feel a little bit more sad about that. What would you do if you had a pet and it died, I wonder? You might bury it. Yes, some of you bury it in the garden, yes. Well, you'd be a little bit more thoughtful about a pet than you would about a dead fly. But when people die, or when animals die, when people die particularly, it's always a very sad time, isn't it? We often feel very sad. We miss the people, and we think about them. And we remember them and what they were like, and we think we won't see them anymore alive, walking around and doing and talking about things to us. So we miss them a great deal. But now on the first Easter day, or just Good Friday, Jesus died, didn't he? Where did Jesus die? Can you tell me, children? Yes? On the cross, that's right, very good. And what did they do with Jesus' body after he had died? Remember, yes, go on. Put him in the tomb. What sort of tomb do you think it was? Yes? A stone cave, that's right. That's what they did. Now, often in this country, when people die, they bury them in the ground. And we're going to have a little burial today, just at this part of the service. Because Action Man has died. So we're going to bury Action Man in the ground, in his grave, buried. He's dead and he's being buried. I'll put a bit more dirt in there. And if you go to a funeral, they'll say, dust to dust, ashes to ashes. So that's what's happened to Action Man. He's buried in this grave here, and we'll just put him down here for now. Now, thinking about graves, I want you to just look at this picture. Here's a picture of a churchyard. Now, this is something a bit interesting about churchyards in this country. I don't know if you ever noticed this, but you notice all those gravestones, you can see all the writing on this in the same direction. And I'm going to ask Trevor and a couple of his helpers to come out now, please, right? Because when they were buried, they were buried in a special way. And so we've got two people who have died long ago, and they're going to be buried. So we'll just bury you, please, right? And we'll bury you beside us. So there's two people there buried. And there's a pastor of a church also being buried. Now, what do you notice about this? Different ways, yes. In fact, the people here, ordinary people who died, in many churches, they're buried with their feet pointing towards the east, and that is the east over there. But the ministers of churches were often buried with their feet towards the west, which is over there. Now, why would they do that, I wonder? I wonder why they would do that. Well, the reason was because they believed, and we also believe, in the resurrection, that people will come alive again. So when they came alive again, you two come alive, and you come alive, right? Right. Right, there we go. So now the idea is that when they rose, the congregation would face their minister as they went up into heaven. Isn't that sweet? Okay, so now you know, if you see a Church of England churchyard, look out and check whether their feet really are to the east and to the west. That's what's supposed to be true. Well, we've had our first little module, in a sense, about Easter, and that Easter is about dying and being buried, and we've had some examples of those, poor old Action Man and Trevor and his congregation. But Easter is also about new life, and the Bible actually talks about this sometimes in terms of seeds. So we're going to be looking at some pictures of seeds, and I want the children to see if they can identify what they are. Just put the first one on, please, Neil. There we go. Anyone recognize that seed? Yes? Someone said it? Apple, is that right? Click on, please, Neil. There we are, apple seed, right. What's the next one? Anyone recognize that seed? Yes? Sunflower seeds, is he right? Yes, he is, very good. Right, what about the next one? What are those seeds? Yes? Orange seeds, are you right? Yes, you are, very good. Now, this is a bit harder, the next one. What's the next one? What are those seeds? Peppers, that's right, peppercorns. If you have a pepper grinder at home, you put those little peppers in and make delicious pepper. So that's pepper seeds, right? What about this one? What is that seed? You think you know? Yes? Conker, right. What's the proper name for a conker, grown-ups? Horse chestnut, there we are. Conkers, we'll go back a minute. Can we go back? Yep. Conkers, how many played conkers in the school playground years ago? Right. I don't think you're allowed to do it now because of health and safety. But anyway, there we are. The lovely conker seeds. They're beautiful, aren't they, when they come out of the conker shell. A beautiful brown, shiny brown colour that they come out. But you plant those. Yes, they're another kind of a seed. And here's the next one. This is the biggest one we've got. What is that one? Yes? Coconut. That's right. Coconuts are quite a big seed. How many like to eat coconuts? Yes, some of you do. It's all right. It's nice to eat. And a big seed, isn't it? Now, what about the next one? Who can recognize that seed? Yes? Acorn. That's right. So is that... Yes, the acorn comes from an oak tree. That's right. Right, next one. What are those? Yes? Sorry? A bean, that's right. Beans. Did you say beans? Were you going to say beans as well? Yes. Beans. These are broad bean seeds, correct? And last one, what is this one?
Peanut.
Yes? Not peanuts, no, sorry. They look a bit like peanuts, though. They're not peanuts. Yes? Oats, did you say? Yes, they're actually like oats. They're wheat seeds, wheat. And we get bread from wheat, don't we? We grow wheat and it makes our bread. So, you have to plant a seed, next one, before it can grow. You have to put it in the ground before it can grow. And this is what it says in the Bible. Listen to these words. A seed must die before it can sprout from the ground. It's true, isn't it? You have to plant the seed in the ground and then it will grow. Now, Ray Hardway gave me a packet of seeds. And those seeds will never grow until we put them in the ground, and then we can see what happens. Okay, so now let's look at these things, because when they grow up, they don't look at all like the seeds that you put in the ground. So here's the first one. There's the apple seed, and what does it look like? An apple tree. It doesn't look anything like the seeds that you put in the ground, does it? Go on, the next one. Remember those ones? Sunflowers. Anyone grown a sunflower here? Sometimes, yeah, they grow really tall, don't they? Some of them, I've seen them as high as a house. Amazing. Right, there's sunflowers. The other thing about sunflowers, quite interesting, is they have a name, especially in France, where they grow them, huge fields of them. They call them something like girasol. And that means turn to the sun. And it's true that sunflowers, they face the sun and they turn round during the day. The flowers turn round, so they're like a little satellite dish. They all turn round. The whole field turns round. The whole field of flowers, they all turn round. They start off and they go round. They're called girasol, turn towards the sun. So that's an interesting thing about the sunflower. Right, the next one. Those ones, remember what they were? Orange seeds, right? And there's a tree. Doesn't look anything like the seeds, does it? Look at the next one now. You've probably never seen a black pepper tree, but here it is. It's more like a bush. We don't grow them in this country. They have to be imported. Right, next one was a horse chestnut, remember? That one grows up, and it's got these lovely, you can't see them very well, but there are white flowers on there which grow into conkers. And then this is one we'd all like to see growing, a coconut by blue skies and a blue ocean. Next one, acorns grow into a tree like that. They don't look anything like them. This is the whole point. The seeds don't look like what they grow into, do they? They're different. Let's look at the next one. Beans, does that grow into a tree? No, it grows into bean shoots, green things. And what about the last one? Wheat. That doesn't grow into a tree at all. It just grows into stalks, and people harvest the wheat off that. Well, now, we've talked a little bit about seeds and planting, and Alison is going to come up and show you how to do it. And children, watch carefully, because you will be planting some seeds yourselves a bit later on. So you need to watch how to do it properly. Okay. Well, we've thought about Easter as about being dying and being buried, and about Easter being about new life. Now we're going to be thinking about the Easter story and Easter bunnies and Easter eggs. And we're going to be watching a video which is taken from the Jesus film. And I want you to watch out to see if you can spot any Easter bunnies or Easter eggs in this movie. Well, that's the true story about Easter, isn't it? The story about Jesus dying, being buried in the tomb, rising again. That's the story that Jesus is alive. Now, any of you spot an Easter egg in the story? Okay, in that case, the Easter egg gets it. Did anyone see an Easter bunny in the story? No, the bunny gets it. Oh. How sad. But they're not part of the real Easter story, are they? Not at all. Now, you can come and get some chocolate afterwards and enjoy it. But this is not to do with Easter at all. This is just a modern money-making thing, isn't it? And kids like it, of course. So, bye-bye Easter bunny and bye-bye Easter egg. Right, we're going to have a look at a couple of pictures because Easter is about the crucifix and the cross. I want you just to look at these pictures here and see the difference. Right, there's a crucifix. Okay, Neil. And there's a cross. And what's the difference? Now, some people like to wear the crucifix and some people like to wear the cross. I suppose if you wear a crucifix, you're remembering the time that Jesus died on the cross to forgive your sins, to pay for your sins on the cross. If you wear a cross, not a crucifix, if you wear a cross, that's saying the cross is empty. Jesus is alive today. He's not on the cross anymore. So that's something to think about if you buy one of those, a crucifix or a cross. If you buy a crucifix, you're remembering Jesus dying for your sins. If you buy a cross, you're remembering that Jesus is alive forevermore. So just tell me now, what do you think, what kind of a person was Jesus? Tell me some things about Jesus that you know. What kind of a person was he? Yes, Neil?
He never lost his temper in a bad way.
Okay, right. He never lost his temper. Go on. Some other things about him. What was he? What was his job?
A carpenter,
right. What did he do when he started doing his Christian work, you could say? Sorry?
He was a teacher.
He was a teacher, yes. He was a teacher. He was a prophet. He was a good man. He healed people. But if that's all he was, that is not enough. The important thing about Jesus is that not only he did all those things, he was a prophet, he was a teacher, he was a healer, he was God's messenger, you could say, but he also rose from the dead. And that's what we're thinking about today. Jesus rose from the dead. And that's absolutely crucial for what we believe as Christians. Please sit down. If you want to go planting seeds, go to the back, please. Otherwise, you get the boring bit for the grown-ups. Right. So Easter is about Jesus. And the question is, go on, Neil. What kind of person was he? Go on. Is he still alive today? Go on, Neil. What if it didn't happen? Now, we're actually basing most of our thoughts this today, even though you might think it's a bit weird, we're actually basing it on 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in the Bible. And we're going to be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 now and thinking about that. Now, Paul talked to the Corinthians and some of them were saying, well, you know, we think Jesus was a really good man. He was a good prophet. He was a healer and all those things. But we don't really think Jesus rose from the dead. And so Paul answered that. He said to them, if he didn't rise from the dead, there's a lot of things that happen as a result. And these are what they say. If Christ has not been risen, then, well, first of all, our preaching is useless. So that's me standing here, total waste of time, right? You might as well go home, because that's what Paul said. Our preaching is useless if Jesus is not raised. And more than that, he says, your faith is useless. So you might as well go home as well as me, because your faith is useless if Jesus is not alive, if he didn't rise from the dead. Also, he says, we are found to be false witnesses about God because, Neil, we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. We've said God raised Christ from the dead. If that's not true, we have told something lying about God. And then he goes on. He says, again, go on, Neil. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. He says it a second time. What else? You are still in your sins. If Christ has not been raised, you are not forgiven. It's not just that he died on the cross. He rose again. And if he hasn't risen again, you are still in your sins, says Paul. And also, next, those who have fallen asleep, those believers who have died, he says, uses the term falling asleep, they've died in Christ, believers, they are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ. Go on. We are of all people most to be pitied. So that's what he says. If Jesus isn't raised, we are to be pitied. Sad day. Everybody says, you fools, and they'd be right. But Jesus has actually been raised from the dead. So Paul talks to them and says, why it's so important to believe in the resurrection. It's not sufficient to have a sort of just view that Jesus was a good man, a prophet, a nice guy, lived a long time ago, all dead and gone. He rose. That's the key bit. He rose and authenticated and proved everything that he said. And we are forgiven. We do have hope. My preaching is not in vain. Okay, so next one. The next thing is that Easter means you are going to be something different. Now, Paul says we are like seeds. Next place, Ian. We're like seeds. This is what he says in verses 42 to 44 of 1 Corinthians 15. We've been talking about this earlier on. This is why the kids are planting right now. A seed, says Paul, must die before it can sprout from the ground. Wheat seeds and all other seeds look different from the sprouts that come up. This is because God gives everything the kind of body he wants it to have. And so Paul says, when you die, you're like being buried as a seed. When you rise, you will be different. An apple seed doesn't look like an apple tree. A wheat seed does not look like a sprout that springs up out of the ground, which is long and thin and like a piece of grass. He says it's different. And so he says, you, believers, we will also be different. Next slide. Okay, there we are. So it will be, he says, with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown, put in the ground, is perishable. Perishable means it goes rotten. It wears out. It's no good. So that's what happens. You bury a body in the ground when a person dies, and they're perishable. But, he says, it will be raised imperishable. The new life we have will be something completely different. It will be imperishable. It's sown, put in the ground, in dishonor. I wonder if you've ever seen a dead person. It's not great. It's something that's dishonor. But he says we'll be raised in glory. Something wonderful. Something completely different from a dead body. It's sown, put in the ground, he says, in weakness. It will be raised in power. It's sown into the ground a natural body and will be raised a spiritual body. Now, I'd just like to read you a little quote from the Times newspaper yesterday, because I wonder what you think heaven will be like. I've been to quite a few funerals, and I've heard people who've lost relatives that they know. And this is what this woman wrote yesterday. She's not a Christian at all, but this is what she wrote. Most modern visions of heaven don't even contain God. So people's idea of heaven is nothing to do with God. He'd get in the way, taking center stage, setting his rules. Modern heaven, this is for people who are not believers, they think it's like this. Modern heaven is more of a chill-out zone, a surprise party waiting for you. And it is not God's love that is sought. When you get to heaven, you're not seeking God's love, she says. What are you seeking? You're seeking to find your lost friends, mothers, children we will see again, in a place where the world finally makes sense, but where we are not misfits, but young, healthy, and beautiful. A heaven that is this life, only perfect. The ultimate Instagram moment, she says. So it's not most people, when they think of heaven, they say, you know, you go to a non-Christian funeral, and they say, well, he's looking down on me. Or, you know, we'll be with him. What heaven is about is God. We will meet God face to face. Perhaps we will see our relatives, but that's not what the Bible focuses on. It focuses on the glory of God that we will see. We will see him face to face. So, next slide, please, Neil. Jesus came alive again, and Christians will also come alive again. This is what it says. Just as everyone dies, that's all of us, because we all belong to Adam, everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life. But there is an order to this resurrection. Christ was raised as the first of the harvest. He came first. He rose first. Then all who belong to Christ will be raised when he comes back. So you're going to be different. You're going to be different when he comes back. And we're going to ask the kids to come forwards now and watch a short video about two children talking about the resurrection. Next slide, Neil. Okay, Easter means he'll be back. And the next one, please. This is what Paul says. Let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. We will not all die, but we will all be transformed. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to life to live forever. Next slide. And we who are living will also be transformed. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. When the trumpet will sound, and Action Man will rise. Let me just read these words again. We who are living will also be transformed, for our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies, like that of Jesus. Let's say the grace to one another. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. He is risen. He is risen.